This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Zulema Pastinis, another individual who we saw testify in the trial of Lori Vallow, taking the stand in the trial of Chad Daybell. And this is where it starts to get very dark. Zulema, also the individual who kind of, I think, believes she can control the weather. She said she couldn't, but, you know, she had to think about it for a moment. This is her talking about Chad discussing, and this is, I think, one of the nails in the coffin for Chad, about JJ being dark and flat out saying he's going to die soon. Let's take a look.
During this meeting, Chad said that JJ was going to die young, that he was probably going to die soon, and that he was going to come right back to Earth as Colby's son.
And who is Colby?
Lori's son.
What a great way to justify murder to your crazy wife. And I'm wondering if that's part of why Lori believes what she believes, because, oh no, he's not dead. He came back as Colby's son. He's my grandkid now, and probably legitimately believes it. And Chad was just like, whatever I can say.
Yeah, totally. It's the most egregious example of rationalization of horrendous human behavior, you know, that we've seen. That's exactly what they're doing. Rationalizing away, not just for themselves, but their followers.
Yeah.
And completely legitimizing himself even more because, oh, he predicted it. Look, it happened. I have just, what a twisted cult of crazy.
And legitimizing things is always interesting in this case with Chad and Lori, because if something doesn't necessarily follow the pattern that it should be, or the rules that they've set down, well, all you got to do is say it just doesn't apply to me because I'm that special. And Zulema's talking about that as well. Let's take a look.
I asked why they were together like that when he was still married. And he said that they had been married to each other 7 times before in other lives. And they had been exalted before together in other creation, in other worlds. And that they were to be together in this life because they had a mission together, and that their spouses would understand because of the mission that they needed to complete. And then the topic of it didn't count for them again came up. And this is another of the times when Lori said, it doesn't count for me.
Just, well, it doesn't coincide with the rules for everyone else. Me, I'm good. I'm gonna be the queen of Rexburg.
And you can see how much she believes it too.
Yeah.
You know, with all the testimonies we're seeing of the people, ask yourself this question. Do you see shame or embarrassment with the stories they're sharing?
Not a lot. No. I think they still subscribe.
Which hurts him a lot.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because it shows how powerfully he manipulated those minds to the point of the fact that they still got buy-in. I'm not saying they believe or what they don't believe. We don't know. But you don't see the types of things you see with the verbals and nonverbals of embarrassments or shame of sharing a story or sharing a memory of what they believed in the time. In other words, if what they believed then is contrary to what they believe now, there'd be, this kind of reaction of, I can't believe I thought that, or they wouldn't necessarily say it, but you'd see these kind of nonverbal reactions of covering, blocking, blading, anything that's coming in, showing kind of a compression or shame. I'm just not seeing it. I'm seeing, this is kind of what I believe and blah, 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 you know, just very, in other words, they're maintaining baseline of what their normal behavior is. In other words, if you ask them what their name is, you ask them where they live, where they grew up, they react like this. And then you'll ask them, all right, so tell me about the dark spirits and how they came back and got reincarnated. Okay, well, this is how it happens like that. So it's very matter of fact. It's maintaining that whole congruency of their nonverbal behavior. So I'm still seeing a lot of buy-in from those belief systems.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.